finish up on just a little bit of the injuries. Doing pretty well in that standpoint. Justin Durant will be the only one that'll be out today. And a huge emphasis for us. Third down, we'll be flying today. Both sides have good third downs, and we love the work that we get going against one another in those third down periods, offense against defense, all the protection that goes into it, the pressures. So really important day for us, and love this day as we go through it together. With that, I'll open it up. Questions for the guys.
Hey, Coach Ryder be back at practice today?
He will be, yes. Yep.
How did Tevin look coming back? I know he had the black jersey on.
Yeah, I think we wanted to see him run full speed and make the decisions he has to make, the cuts, the catching. And so for him, it was great to see him back out. We knew how hard he was working to get back. And so for him to come back, he was really chomping at the bit to get going. And we were all excited to have him back out there as well.
Are you happy with how the guys have kind of embraced the messaging and so forth about being competing? Fast, physical, some of the things you've been hammering.
I definitely am. And the group, you can see, you know, how tight they are and how hard they're wanting to play for one another. So, yeah, I love that part of our team, the attitude they want to play for one another. That part totally stands out. Way back I've talked about, you know, like I'm hoping that on tape our effort shows how toughness we want to play with and then the finish. So for those three things, it'll always be a constant. I hope we get to demonstrate that so often, you know, when we get a chance to play.
Have you all addressed what happens when Coleman is back and then you have Freeman too and maybe just the possibilities of having a 1-2 punch?
Yeah, I think that was the whole plan all along, you know, having two guys who we really trust. And to be honest with you, Teron Ward really played well. We think all three of our halfbacks are really tough, and we trust them a bunch, and all of them will play, and we're excited to see them all do their thing.
How much does a short week play into the decision on Coleman in a short week?
It doesn't for us, no. Yeah, he's really feeling good. And so we knew, you know, he would miss some time. And when he had his opportunity to come back, we were going to, you know, max that out. So he's right there in the middle of it. And, excuse me, looks good going into, you know, the practice from yesterday. No setbacks at all from yesterday's work.
Therese started at safety on Sunday. How did you look at his performance? What did you think?
Yeah, I was really pleased with his performance. I thought he performed exactly like we thought. You know, he's such a conscientious guy in terms of the details for the defense. He did a good job tackling. I think he had a big hit over the middle. They lowered his strike zone. Those are the things that we were hoping we'd see. It's no surprise to us because we saw that in practice as well. So we were really pleased with his performance and great competition with him and Rico. And Rico was able to move yesterday and today. So all those experiences you get to play and do your thing, it just adds value to our whole team.
How much of the psychology of messaging to the guys do you get into? I know Coach Carroll talked about that a lot.
Yeah, for us, I think it's really important. It's our process that we go through each week, and we allow that process to take care of the learning. So it's such an important function that we go through every week from Monday, the things that we do then, and then on Wednesday, the competition that we love having going back and forth offensively, defensively. Today, we try to make it as much about the ball as we can and have that such a big emphasis. The competition for that will be on the entire day. And then as we get into Friday and the finishing that we do. So we love the process that we go through each and every week. It allows us totally to stay focused on the present moment, which allows us to be at our best, you know, getting into the game as opposed to looking ahead to the game already. Today, it couldn't be more about third down and our emphasis in the football. So we love that process that we go through together.
In the basketball court, what do you get out of those competitions? Willie Moore said there's no dunking or there's no dunking.
Well, he would have to be able to dunk. Yeah, no, when we do those, it's honestly just about having fun and competing. And we like to bring that into the meeting rooms. We like to bring that to the walkthrough. We like to bring that to practice. So at the core of our program, competition is the central theme. So we try to, you know, put it into everything that we do. And so it's just another example of that. So we do basketball, we do Jeopardy, we do all sorts of stuff as we're going through it.
Jeopardy.
Not the traditional Jeopardy, as you might think. So, with a little variation off it.